Celia and the Big Changes. A story by Joanna. The twin girls, Clara and Celia, hate change more than anything in the world. Their parents have just moved to different houses. Clara now lives with Daddy, while Celia lives with Mommy. Today is their first day going to school without each other, and apparently, more changes are already waiting for them around the corner. After Mommy finally stops in front of the school gates, Celia quickly jumps out of the car and looks for Clara. Clara is already sitting on their favorite bench at the schoolyard, wearing a blue dress.
Why aren't you wearing pink dress today? We always wear matching clothes,
Celia says as she sits next to her.
I didn't know you were wearing pink today. We didn't get dressed together.
We always wear matching clothes,
Celia insists.
Yeah, but we now live in different houses. How can I know what you are going to wear every day, Celia?
Bring! The school bell rings. Clara and Celia run to their classroom. When lunchtime comes, they go to the cafeteria together. Clara opens her lunchbox. There are banana toast inside. Celia opens her lunchbox. There are chocolate donuts inside.
How come you get to eat donuts on a school day?
Clara says.
Daddy only lets me eat donuts on weekends.
Mommy bought me donuts at the bakery this morning because she was too tired to cook. She worked until late at night yesterday,
Celia tells her.
I will ask Daddy to let me eat donuts at school too. This is unfair,
Clara blurts. After school finally ends, Clara goes home to Daddy's house and Celia goes home to Mommy's house.
I want to play catch!
Celia cheers as she runs to the backyard. She picks up her rubber ball from the ground, but then she stops abruptly.
I can't play catch by myself,
she realizes.
I wish Clara were here,
she murmurs, dribbling the ball before throwing it away. Meanwhile, Clara is sitting on the floor in her playing room at Daddy's house, staring at her toys that are scattered around.
I can't play anything without Celia. I can't play board games alone, or even cards,
she says, kicking all the toys aside. The next day, Clara and Celia still aren't wearing matching clothes to school. They sit at the back of the classroom and whisper to each other. They are very miserable.
I hate changes,
Celia says.
I can't play catch without you, Clara. I wish we could still live together like we used to.
And play board games,
Clara agrees.
And wear matching clothes,
Celia continues.
And eat the same lunch every day. Why do things have to change, Celia?
Why are you asking me? Usually, you are the one who knows everything.
I wish Mommy and Daddy could live in the same house, and things would go back to normal again,
Clara says.
Attention, please!
Miss Eliza suddenly stands in front of the class.
So starting next week, all of you should bring your gym uniform every Wednesday, because there will be gymnastic class. Don't forget, okay?
Yes, Miss Eliza!
The whole class roars. Clara's eyes widen, and she looks at Celia.
That's it!
What?
We can do the same thing. We can plan what we are going to wear for the whole week, so we can still wear matching clothes every day!
You are so brilliant! Let's give each day a name, like Pinky Monday or Green Tuesday.
Fun!
They are very excited about this new idea. They plan their wardrobe for next week until lunch break comes. While they are walking through the hallway to reach the cafeteria, Millie, their classmate, approached them.
Hey, do you want to play hide and seek this evening at the public park? Marie and Andrew will be there too.
Of course! What time?
Celia asks.
How about around 5?
Great! See you!
Both of them answer. Celia nudges Clara.
Hey, we can also plan to play together at the park after school. Like what we just did with Millie.
Good idea! We should schedule it too! Let's add Fun Friday to our weekly planning.
Clara says.
So, next week, we will have Pinky Monday, Green Tuesday, Blue Wednesday, Purple Thursday, and Fun Yellow Friday?
Celia asks.
Yep.
Clara cheers as they arrive at the cafeteria. They sit and open their lunch boxes. Daddy packed Clara peanut butter sandwiches, while Mommy packed Celia chicken patties.
My favorite!
Celia exclaims when she sees the peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, but what can we do? We can't make a schedule for this one.
Don't you want to share them with me, Clara? You can have some of my chicken patties. I know you like them.
Okay, you can take one sandwich. And I want 2 pieces of your chicken patties.
Yay, thanks! I get to eat more stuff. I think I am starting to love chains now.
Celia says, chewing her sandwich.
Me too.
The twin sisters share their lunch and eat happily because now they can still wear matching clothes, play together, and have 2 different foods for lunch every day. They finally realize that they can make things stay the same forever no matter how hard they try. But they can always find ways to make things better in life.
Spellbound is brought to you with love by Petra Little Theater, English for Creative Industry Program, Petra Christian University.